Welcome to the Health and Fitness Frederick Podcast, where we discuss all things related to health and wellness. We dispel common myths and misconceptions regarding healthcare, and we do it in a way that you can actually understand. And it is hosted by yours truly, Dr. Matt Silver, Doctor of Physical Therapy, and founder of Alpha Project Physio and Performance. All right, we are back with another episode of the Health and Fitness Frederick Podcast. And my last episode, guys, about icing and resting, had a lot of good, had a lot of feedback from it. A lot of people reached out and told me about their stories of, hey, I've had this pain, this knee pain for years, and I've just been resting and icing it, and has it gotten better? And I'm like, yeah, it's rest and ice it's old kind of information, doesn't work. Well, you rest it, obviously you'll feel better, but the moment you get back to your thing, your sport, your endeavor, whether it's CrossFit, it's running, it's going to come back. And I think a lot of people listen to it and they realize that, and a lot of people reached out, which I love. So it's always, I'm always like, who listened to my podcast? But guys, I really appreciate you guys listening to this, because it lets me know, hey, this is something that a lot of people might have questions on. So this episode, I'm going to expand even more on it. We're going to talk more about this rest and ice, this RICE, right? R-I-C-E, right? RICE protocol that just, it's not really that effective at treating you long term. So for those of you that don't know, the RICE protocol is rest, ice, compress, and elevate. And I mean, elevation is fantastic. Compression, you have to do it the right way. But that rest and ice part is the part that many people are not performing properly. And this is where people typically run into problems where, right, they think, oh, I'm just going to ice it and rest it and I'll be fine. And it just doesn't work that way. And we're also going to bring about a new topic, a new acronym, one that is that actually works, one that is, it's simple. You guys know I love simple things, right? And physical therapy school, they love to complicate everything. I'm like, can we just keep things simple for for the remainder of my life? And even as, you know, the patients that I treat, I'm like, hey, if I can simplify this, and I like to keep things simple, people can understand me, my patients can understand me, then, right, I want you guys to be able to understand this. And this model we're going to talk about, the D2R2 model, is very easy to understand, and you can apply it immediately, which is fantastic. So let's talk about the rest and ice part, and then we'll get into the D2R2 model. So again, if we just rest something, right, if I'm running, and then I decide, oh, I have this knee pain, stop running, it'll probably go away. But the moment you try and run again and do that same thing, whether it was a tempo workout or an easy run or a long run, right, you're probably going to flare that knee up again, or just run through it and think that's a normal part of running, which I think a lot of people do that, right? Pain is not normal. We need to understand that and respect it and understand that our body is a system of systems. And if something is off, right, if our running form, mobility, strength is off, this might cause that knee pain. And then ice, we went over a lot of it in the last podcast, but again, when you ice something, right, you're not, what typically people ice and they say, oh, I'm swollen, I sprained my ankle, I have to ice this. And they think that ice is actually going to decrease the swelling. And we're going to talk about that later, that swelling is congestion, and ice actually doesn't help that. The ice is actually inhibiting a lot of good things that are happening, and also inhibits your ability to get rid of that swelling. So we're going to talk about that more in a second, but I just want to quick rehash, hey, the rest part, the ice part, the compression part of RICE is good, right? When you have something that's swollen and painful, you sprained your ankle, compression is a good thing, right? We do want to use some sort of compression to help push some of that fluid out there, but also keep in mind that it swelled up for a reason, right? We need to understand that the swelling is, it's not good or bad, it happens, and we eventually need to get rid of it. And when it lingers, this is where we typically have problems, where the pressure pushes on nerves. It can limit mobility and our ability to move our joint through its range of motion. Again, mobility is this active ability to move your ankle around or move any joint in general around. So when we talk about compression, a better way to think about compression is through like temporary compressions, not just holding or having this sleeve on there for a period of time, which you can do that, but having more aggressive compressions for a shorter period of time, like 1 or 2 minutes, take it off, let that blood rush back in, do it again. And there's protocols to do that. Understanding that compression is great, but there's better ways to do it than just putting on an ACE wrap and saying, hey, this is helping me, which it probably is, but there's a better way to do it. And last but not least, we have rest, ice, compress, and elevate. Elevation's good, right? Elevate's great. I have no problem. I have no problem whatsoever with the E. Elevation, totally fine, right? If you sprained your ankle, elevate that bad boy, right? Let gravity do its thing. You want it above the heart, right? That's a smart thing to do. If you sprained your ankle, hey, raise that ankle above the heart. Obviously, there might be some medical conditions going on that might contraindicate that, but for the general person, the general population, hey, you sprained your ankle, or right, something, you just tweaked your knee and it's swollen, hey, raise it above your heart. If you know you have a heart condition, don't do the thing, right? Go speak to a medical professional. Okay, that was my quick rehash and going over the rest, ice, compress, and elevate protocol. So now the one I really want to talk about is the D2-R2 model. So it's almost the R2-D2 model, which would be, that'd be pretty awesome. But it's unfortunately, it is the D2-R2 model. And the, right, it's an acronym. So it's desensitize, decongest, reperfuse, and restore. So when you hear, when you hear this D2-R2 model, right, it's just like RICE, where it's an acronym, each letter stands for something. And the first D is desensitize. And this is in a kind of a chronological order here of, hey, if you injure something or you tweak something and sprain your ankle, the first thing we should be doing is trying to desensitize that area, right? So this is essentially, hey, it's painful or it feels tender to the touch or just doesn't feel right. Hey, we can desensitize this area because it's, well, sensitized. Your brain has recognized that, uh-oh, right, I have an injury here or this is a problem area, my tweaky knee. We can do things to help turn off that nervous system and say, oh, you know, this area, right, it's not this big of a deal. Hey, relax. Right, your brain's going to kind of a sympathetic fight or flight mode. Get off that area, don't touch it. When really, hey, right, this area is strong, it's robust. We should be able to, right, touch this area and use it and not have this pain. So desensitizing is very, very important. And if we don't desensitize, this is where, right, we kind of have fear avoidance behavior and when something is sensitized, we typically lose some mobility. So getting this thing desensitized and used to, right, just having it touched and palpated and used is very, very important because, again, if it's desensitized, we may lose some mobility. Once we lose mobility, we lose some strength and then compromise our ability to move properly, which is huge if we're squatting a lot of weight, running, or deadlifting. So, or Olympic lifting, right, or really anything else that's high intensity. So how can we desensitize? So, again, the first D in the D2-R2 model is desensitize. How can we desensitize it? Well, there's actually a lot, and you're going to notice that through this model, you can actually use many different modalities, whether it's a voodoo band, which we'll talk about, whether it's using a scraping technique, and it can be as simple as just touching the area. So, like something that I have a lot of my patients do, if it's a really right acute ankle sprain or acute injury, I'm like, hey, right, just get used to kind of just lightly touching that area. Because, hey, those nerves are pretty darn sensitive, especially if it swells up. And many times his brain starts to, especially after a while, and this is how people can run into problems with chronic pain of, hey, this brain starts to associate pain, right? It starts to get used to that. And it's like, ooh, this is painful, especially if it's been painful for a while, that, hey, we need to make sure that we protect this area and those nerves become sensitized. So guys, even just doing something simple as just lightly touching an area, right, for a couple minutes, a bunch of times a day can be fantastic to desensitize an area that is, whether it's acute, right, which just happened, oh, it sprained my ankle, swelled up like a balloon. Hey, just, I know it's probably gonna be very tender, but hey, get in there, just lightly touch it, right? We wanna make sure that we tell our brain, hey, yes, I just injured this or I just tweaked it a little bit, but right, it's not the end of the world, right? It's probably gonna be, for the most part, right, unless there's some other stuff going on where you broke a bone or something more serious, but hey, an ankle sprain, a tweaky knee, right? This is something you can easily recover from. And hey, our brain, we don't want you freaking out, right? Brain, our brains are awesome, but sometimes they can, right? We can overthink things. And we want to tell our brain, hey, right? This is still an area that we want to use and maybe protect it for a little bit, but definitely want to make sure, hey, this protective phase is as short as possible, or in my opinion, almost non-existent with something as basic as an ankle sprain, where we want to be moving that ankle as much as possible. So desensitizing can be something as simple as just lightly touching it, or, right, as a physical therapist or a physiotherapist as myself, I can say, hey, we can try some scraping techniques, right? So using it's gua sha, instrument assisted soft tissue massage. I show many of my patients how to do this on their own. And really, guys, you could just use your butter knife that you have in the kitchen, right? So these tools that we have, they're probably around $100. And right, they have a beveled edge and they're made kind of tailored to doing this scraping. But really, I mean, you could just use a butter knife and you don't have to be very aggressive with it, and just like, oh, that light touch and that light scrape is fantastic to tell those nerves, hey, desensitize, right? We're here. This ankle, in the case of an ankle sprain, hey, this ankle is right? It's a very healthy and strong ankle. Hey, you sprained it. That sucks, but hey, we're still here, right? These nerves, calm down, right? Don't become super sensitized. So these are just a couple different, not even modalities, but just a couple different things you can do on your own to help this. And right, as a physio, things that I can do, that I do with many of my patients, just to say, hey, we could desensitize this, get that brain to say, oh, nope, we gotta stop protecting this area, right? Let's use it, not protect it. A couple others that are very common are certain kinds of electrical stimulation. Just getting that feeling of that stimulus is fantastic because, hey, it's stimulating those nerves. Some others, maybe not as common of a one is blood flow restriction, which is something that I do. And also just simple mobilizations of the calf, like, hey, rolling or using a lacrosse ball, which I'm a bigger fan of than the roller. But using a mobilization is fantastic, especially if I have a strained muscle or Achilles tendonitis, instead of the ankle, kind of the joint there, it's the muscle or tendon. Hey, just doing a simple calf smash is a great way to desensitize. And we'll talk about in a second how that's also very good for some other parts of this D2R2 model. So again, guys, a lot of these things we talk about, that's like, for instance, scraping, it's multifactorial. Not only is it great for desensitizing, but it's also good for, to reperfuse, which we'll talk about in a second. So the second D, so we just went over desensitization. That's the first D in the D2R2 model. The second D is decongest. And what I mean by decongest is basically, right, getting rid of that swelling. And when we talk about swelling, it's neither good or bad. It just happens, right? It happens for a reason. When you swell, right, we want more nutrition and blood and oxygen and all these good things that are in our blood. We want more of that, whatever's in our blood, we want more of that fluid in the area to allow this spot to have as much, right, essentially as much resources as possible. So think about, right, this is the destination of right, we're trying to build a new home there, or repair an old home that has some stuff going on, maybe in a leaky roof, or maybe need some plumbing and maybe some electrical work done. And as that it swells up, because hey, we want more supplies, right, a bunch of trucks with roofing materials, plumbing materials, right? It's the same exact thing where, hey, it has to get here. And if we're not able to have this perfusion, right, if we're not able to get that blood there and expose the tissues to this good blood and this good nutrition, then, hey, our healing process might be inhibited. And it actually probably will be inhibited, especially if we do ice, right? Which is what we talked about. Hey, ice, not the best modality, right? I guess it has its purpose, but it's just not a good modality to use. Because especially if you have swelling, because it would just make the swelling worse. And again, swelling is not bad, guys. It happens. It is indifferent, but it happens for a reason. So with reperfuse, the goal is, hey, can we do something to help improve this blood flow? And so there's not as many as decongest, but some great ones that we can use to reperfuse. One is scraping. So if you're on your own, if you don't have a fancy scraping tool as I do myself, whip out that butter knife, and once you learn how to do it, right, you can do it safely because there is a not so good way to do this. But right, the scraping where we're rubbing a, whether it's a metal tool you could use a butter knife or a gouache sha sort of a tool. Essentially, we're increasing blood flow to more of these superficial parts of our skin, and really just more the outside. Right, we're not getting super deep into here. That's not the goal, but just getting more blood flow there is going to help that healing process. Another one that we can do, which I'm a huge fan of, and I said we talked about this earlier, is something called a voodoo band. And if you do not know what that is, please look it up. They're about $20. You can get a two-pack for about $20. There's typically a red and a black and a red band, and these are fantastic. Not only just for this, but for other parts of your not just rehab process, but warming up process and training process, where these bands can be used just like blood flow restriction to occlude some blood flow to the area, and then right, you take it off and that blood rushes back in, and it's like, oh, you reperfuse the whole area with this new blood, which is fantastic. So it's a much easier way to do blood flow restriction if you don't have a fancy blood flow restriction setup and don't want to spend the money on it, right? A voodoo floss band is a fantastic tool that I really think every athlete and every distance runner should have this in their arsenal, in their tool belt. All it is just a thicker sort of a elastic band, kind of like a TheraBand, but it's definitely not going to break as easy. And you wrap it over the area for around 2 minutes, and you can kind of move around. It will cut off some blood flow. Won't cut off all of it, but the moment you take that band off after 2 minutes, there's a rush of blood, and this is new, healthy, oxygenated, has a lot of nutrition, blood that is flooding the area. And typically, people are like, "Oh, that feels so good," because sometimes it can be a little uncomfortable being in a state of, hey, lacking a little bit of blood. By no means dangerous, but it can be uncomfortable when you're performing blood flow restriction properly. And something else we could do with decongesting is, well, actual blood flow restriction, right? So using a blood flow restriction cuff is fantastic to, excuse me, not decongest, reperfuse, sorry. Blood flow restriction is fantastic to reperfuse an area. It has other purposes as well for actually strength training and that stuff. That's not the purpose of today. For reperfusing, why this blood flow restriction cuffs and the voodoo bands work so well is they occlude the blood flow temporarily, and then when you unocclude, that's a word, right? If you reintroduce the blood, there's a fresh wave of this oxygenated, healthy blood. It has proteins and so many other cofactors, enzymes, you name it, it's there. And that is a fantastic way to say, ooh, a quick flood of reperfusion, a quick flood of blood is fantastic for an area that's trying to, right, especially in the beginning stages of that healing process. So just a couple for reperfuse. So we just went through the two D's, and actually I moved into the first R, kind of jumping all over the place, so I apologize, guys. So we went through desensitize, right, the first D, decongest, the second D, and then reperfuse, which is the first R. So I kind of jumped around. I do apologize for that. The second D, decongesting, was essentially you can use that voodoo band to wrap it around the area, and then that will help with pushing that fluid out of the system. And that can be done multiple, right? This can be done. This is why I think everybody should have this voodoo band. You can use it to decongest and to reperfuse, which are two fantastic things that we have in our tool belt. So, guys, you can do this. This is why, right, the ACE bandage might not be the best option for you, where if you have a voodoo band, you can wrap it around the area and then hold for around a minute to 2 minutes. And you can do this multiple times during the day. I mean, I've done it with my patients. I'm like, hey, do this 15 times. Do this 20 times during the day, where you're just wrapping it around. It's going to be relatively tight. It might be a little uncomfortable towards the end of the hold, but holding for a minute and a half to 2 minutes and then taking it off, and oh, that rush of blood, which is actually, we're combining, which is, I think this is why I went into it. My apologies again, but decongesting and reperfusing, right? You're pushing out that fluid that's stuck in the joint, the area there, and when you're taking that voodoo band off, oh, there's a rush of blood, new, right, oxygenated, healthy blood, has proteins, enzymes, cofactors, all this stuff that we need to heal, and it reperfusing that area with this new rush of very, very healthy blood. So I do apologize again. So I think that's why I think I got a little tripped up here, is a lot of these, that voodoo band, that floss band, that voodoo band goes, it not only decongests, but it also reperfuses the area. So the voodoo floss band, again, if you don't know what it is, look it up. It's a fantastic tool that every athlete should have one, and B, at least know the basics of how to utilize it. And last but not least, restore. So the last R in the D2R2 model is restore. So we went through the first D, desensitize. Second D, decongest. First R, reperfuse, which is just getting new blood in the area. And the last R is restore. So this is what I spend much more time on than the other three. But the other three are needed, right? If you can get by without doing the other three, but it's that can cause a whole host of other problems if you decide to skip the first three and go right to restore, right? Not that you can't do that, but it's very, very, it's beneficial. It's an investment to work on the first two Ds and the first R. So the last R in the D2R2 model, I keep saying D2R2, is restore. And this is where, hey, we are restoring your mobility, restoring your strength, and restoring, hey, let's make sure you're still moving the right way and you have that skill. So this is my favorite one to work on because there's so much that goes into this. And just a great example is, hey, a runner who has a knee knee pain, they took they twisted quick and they twisted their knee, they took a bad step when they were running and they twisted their knee, it swelled up a little bit, and maybe they irritated their cartilage and meniscus. Most likely they said, hey, I just flared my knee up, which can mean, yeah, you're right, you just flared something up, right? Your meniscus is flared up. Doesn't necessarily mean it's torn, right? But hey, you irritated it, it's not liking you right now, and that's why your knee swelled up. So the first thing we're going to do is, hey, desensitize it, right? Go through what we said before about, hey, scraping, voodoo floss band, blood flow restriction, just touching it, lightly touching it's fantastic. And then, hey, let's decongest. So we can, again, use that voodoo floss band. We can blood flow restrict. Those are the big two. You can use a electrical stimulation to help push fluid out. And then, right, reperfuse. Let's get that blood back in there. Blood flow restriction, voodoo floss band, my two favorites. Scraping. And so, okay, right, you have this knee issue that you've had, and we've made you feel a whole lot better with our scraping and our other techniques that we've used. So now what we're going to do is we're going to find that root cause of what's going on and fix it so this doesn't happen again. So the difference between the first two Ds and the first R compared to the last R is, those three are great. It's just to get you feeling better and get this process started. But this last R, the restore, is where we make the long-term changes, which is what I spend a lot of time with my patients on. Of, hey, let's make sure we are spending time restoring these tissues and making sure that, hey, you're moving the right way. So in this case of our runner who has knee pain, let's make sure, hey, how are your hips moving? How are your ankles moving? How is your back moving? And let's make sure you're moving properly and you have the mobility and strength to compound on top of our blood flow restriction, our voodoo floss band, or our scraping technique that are working on desensitizing, decongesting, and reperfusing. So the moral here is we can do all four of these things, right? It's almost the restore is basically the I3 model that I talked about before. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, like, what the heck's the I3 model? Like, what's the guy talking about? Don't worry about it. But basically, the restore, right? This is the nitty gritty, the fun stuff I like to work on, and what's going to give you that long-term change. So guys, this is the D2R2 model. I hope that made sense. I know I jumped around a little bit between decongest and reperfuse. I apologize for that, but it's a simple model of, hey, if we can just turn that brain off and desensitize, if we can decongest and help get rid of that swelling that is neither good or bad, if we can reperfuse and get some healthy blood to the skin, right? It just even to that kind of that part of the body that's not super deep, and also, hey, into the muscles where it really needs to go. And restore, right? And being able to move the right way, have the mobility, have the skill, have the strength. And then that way you can essentially be set up to have lifelong right, lifelong movement and not be in pain and not have this happen again. So the restore is the most important part. But guys, I appreciate you staying with me. I know this one, I talked a lot about this. I hope it makes sense. So essentially we have a four-step model of desensitize, decongest, reperfuse, and restore. So guys, thanks again for listening, and I will catch you next time. Hey, wait a minute, guys. I just wanted to say thanks for listening to the podcast today. And if you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support this podcast, please share this with others by taking a screenshot of this episode and posting it to your story on Instagram and tag Alpha Project Physio so we can repost it. And to stay up on all the latest from me, please follow Alpha Project Physio on Instagram and Facebook, and then subscribe to the Alpha Project newsletter at www.alphaprojectphysio.com. See you guys next time.